2 জুলাই অস্ট্রেলিয়ার ফেডারেল নির্বাচন। এই নির্বাচনকে সামনে রেখে SBS বাংলা বাঙালি অধ্যুষিত কিছু এলাকায় MP প্রার্থীদের সাক্ষাৎকার গ্রহণ করেছে। ধারাবাহিক এই আয়োজনে আজ শুনবেন বার্টন আসনের লেবার পার্টির প্রার্থী লিন্ডা বার্নির সঙ্গে একটি সাক্ষাৎকার। শ্রোতা বন্ধুরা, সাক্ষাৎকারটি ইংরেজিতে ধারণ করা হয়েছে। Linda Burney, welcome to SBS Radio Bangla program. Can you please introduce yourself to our listener and give us some background about you and your family?
Well, good day to the listeners, and I'm very happy to be doing this interview. People would be aware that I'm standing for the seat of Barton in southern Sydney. My background is that I am from the Wiradjuri nation of southwestern New South Wales. I have 2 children. They are grown up. One is a daughter who is 30, and my son is 32, almost 33. I come from a very small village. I grew up in a little tiny community of about 200 people. I lived in the country, then I moved to the city when I was about 15, 16 years old. And my first job was a school teacher in Western Sydney.
Ms. Burney, you were the first Aborigine elected to the New South Wales Parliament. You have been approached to go federal many times, but never seriously considered it. However, after 13 years in the New South Wales Parliament, now you have decided to run this federal election. Any reason?
That's a very good question. The time was right for me. I'd spent 13 years, as you said, in the New South Wales Parliament. I'd held very many senior positions. I'd been a minister, the deputy leader of the Labor Party. And I just felt that after 13 years, I'd made a big contribution at the state level. And I wanted to move to a bigger canvas federally. And there is no intrigue, there's no backstory. It was just the right timing for me. And being able to stand for the seat of Barton, which is the electorate that I live in, was even a better opportunity.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten has declared systematic racism is still far too prevalent, and says there isn't fundamental agreement about how the country was taken from Aboriginal people. Mr. Shorten made the comments at a Reconciliation Australia dinner in Melbourne. Systematic racism is still far too prevalent, he said. What's your comment on this?
Well, I completely agree with Mr. Shorten. Systemic racism is still very much a part of the Australian community, not just for Aboriginal people. I think many people listening to our show today will understand what it feels like to be at the end of systemic racism, but also racism generally. You know, there is racism where someone will not sit next to you on a bus, but there is also racism that you might experience because you have applied for a job. Your name or your culture will be considered in a negative way. It might be when you've gone to a real estate agent to try and rent a house that you'll be rejected, not because you don't qualify, but because of your race. And those things still exist in this country.
Bill Shorten also said the indigenous nature of stubborn racism is still a reality for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander individuals, regardless of the status and stature they achieve in our society. Why do you think, as a member of Aboriginal community?
Well, you have to think about the way in which this country has operated over the last 230-odd years. I mean, Australia was settled or invaded by the British, whichever term you feel comfortable with. And when the British came and said that this land belongs to the King of England, they ignored the fact that there were Aboriginal people living here for over 60,000 years. And the land was taken as if it was an empty land, terra nullius, and of course that was wrong. So that very beginning of contact between Aboriginal and the British was a very negative one. And of course, the historical record about the way in which Aboriginal people suffered over the colonial times and since the policies that have been in place over many years, including the removal of children by government agencies, those things are still very much of this country. And of course, it wasn't until the 70s, early 70s, that the White Australia policy was abolished, which had very negative impacts on migration in Australia. I think the other thing to say is that at the end of the day, there is still a lot of debate, particularly in curriculum at schools and universities, about the history of this country. But I have always said that we as a nation cannot be a fully grown-up nation unless we tell the truth, and the truth of the history between Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal Australia has some very difficult parts to it.
Marking National Sorry Day in the Northern Territory seat of Solomon in Darwin, Mr. Shorten promised to hold a referendum on Indigenous constitutional recognition as early as possible. Indigenous disadvantage is a reality that must be confronted and owned by the entire nation. But we perceive a real danger in this election campaign that many issues affecting Indigenous people will be swept aside or tightly agglomerated into a single issue. Recognition in the Constitution, recognition is the only aim, but it will not and cannot by itself resolve practical disadvantages. What do you think about it?
I think I am very, very supportive and in favour and have actively been working towards recognising Aboriginal people in the Constitution. And it goes back to the comment that I made earlier, that unless we are a nation that tells the truth and owns the truth, then we will be diminished. And the Constitution, as it stands presently, does not recognise First Peoples. But it also, importantly, has as part of its statute that governments can, in fact, pass laws that can disadvantage any group, and that's important for everyone. No one is pretending that recognition in the Constitution is going to address the social justice issues. It is wrong to bring those two things together. The social justice issues, whether it be incarceration rates, housing, educational outcomes, they must be addressed to bring about justice. But so does recognising Aboriginal people in the Constitution, and they should stand side by side.
Let's come to the other point. 15% rise is in the childcare benefit is at the centre of new policy proposal from the Labour Party. Mr. Shorten has indicated Labour's plan to scrap the baby bonus, as well as coalition budget decision that have his party support, could pay for the policy. He says the increased subsidies create no new demands on the budget. What do you comment on that?
Well, I remember when the baby bonus was introduced by Peter Costello, and he said, three children, one for mum, one for dad, and one for the nation. And I never quite understood what he meant by that. But I also feel that one of the most important investments that we can make in education is when children are young. That is when children learn the basic skills of literacy and numeracy. It's when they learn to love learning, they learn to share, they learn to cooperate with each other. And those early years of schooling, when children are between 0 and 5, are the most important years of schooling. There's a lot of emphasis put on university, a lot of emphasis put on year 12, a lot of emphasis put on the NAPLAN testing. But the emphasis where it is most important is when children are between 0 and 5, and that's why the 15% in the childcare benefit is so important. The baby bonus will be abolished under a shortened Labor government so that we have the money to invest in children's education, not just providing money to families because they've had a third, fourth or fifth child.
There is a major boundary changes for Burton at the 2016 election. For the first time in decades, these changes remove some of the strongest Liberal voting booths in the former Burton, replaced by solidly Labour voting areas. As a result, the Liberal two-party preferred margin of 0.3% has been replaced by an estimated Labour margin of 4.4%. What is your opinion?
I am very happy about those boundary changes. And when you think about Barton, it's been around since 1922. It's a very old seat. And, of course, it's named after the first Australian Prime Minister, Sir Edmund Barton. And it has mostly been a Labor seat. At the last federal election, there was a swing against Labor, which was substantial. But the boundary changes have made it a marginal Labor seat. But I take that not for granted. I actually, and my team, have worked solidly for the last 5 or 6 weeks on gaining the trust of the people in Barton. And my intention is to return Barton to a Labor seat on the 2nd of July.
13 years as the Member of Canterbury, 4 years as a Cabinet Minister and 5 years as a Deputy Leader of the Opposition, and now as a candidate for the federal election. What are your plans to develop this area?
Well, there's a lot of issues in this area. The main issues that people talk to me about are education and health. And, of course, we know the Turnbull government is destroying the Medicare system, which is so important to our listeners and so important to this country. And in Barton alone, the changes that the Malcolm Turnbull government has announced in education means that we will have $28 million less in education funding, and the Barton electorate cannot afford that. There are a lot of people from non-English speaking backgrounds, and the importance of education, providing a better life for your children, is absolutely crucial. There are lots of issues around infrastructure, roads and buildings, and that is an important area that obviously the state government has a lot of responsibility for, but I intend to pursue that. Some of the other issues for me personally is constitutional recognition, and importantly protecting and celebrating the multicultural nature of Barton, which is so, so worth celebrating.
What involvement have you had with the Bangladeshi community?
Well, I have been, along with my friend Binna, to a Bangladeshi function about 4 weeks ago. I have had meetings with the leadership of the Bangladeshi community. I'm going to Ramadan, breaking the fast coming up. But also as the member for Canterbury, I had a lot to do with the Bangladeshi community. So it is an ongoing relationship, which I very much value.
Linda Burney, thanks for your time to SBS Radio Bangla program.
Thank you for allowing me to be part of the program today. And to everyone listening, thank you. And on the 2nd of July, let us make Barton an electorate for the shortened Labor government by electing Linda Burney to the seat of Barton. Thank you.
এতক্ষণ ফেডারেল নির্বাচনের বার্টন আসন থেকে লেবার পার্টির প্রার্থী লিন্ডা বার্নির সঙ্গে সাক্ষাৎকারটি শুনলেন।